In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor takes a closer look at a small critter you might see every day.
My encounters with ground squirrels in the West this summer reminded me there's a common yet fascinating animal closer to home I've been meaning to profile, the 13-lined ground squirrel. Do you know the one I mean? If you've had a small squirrel dash in front of you as you drove on a country road bordered by crops, or you've seen a chipmunk-looking critter darting about in a cemetery, you've probably encountered a 13-lined ground squirrel. Some people call 13-liners gophers because they live in the ground, but in scientific terms, they're members of the squirrel family. 13-lined ground squirrels are among those animals that have benefited from human development because they thrive in the close-cropped landscapes we create, from roadsides and pastures to cemeteries, golf courses, parks, and other lawns. Their geographic range, which encompasses much of the central U.S. and Canada, has actually expanded over the past two centuries. If you were to draw a 13-lined ground squirrel based on its name, you would produce a picture that left out a notable characteristic of the original. Yes, they are marked by about 13 alternating stripes of dark brown and light tan fur that run from neck to tail. But what's equally striking is that the wider, dark lines are decorated along their entire length with evenly spaced light dots, giving them a star-spangled appearance. There's a golden tinge to some of the lighter fur on 13-liners, and they're the creature on which the University of Minnesota's golden gopher mascot is based. 13-lined ground squirrels eat just about anything they can get their little paws on, from insects of all sorts to the occasional small vertebrate, including carrion, to grasses, flowers, seeds, and crops. They have pouches in their cheeks that they use to transport food to their burrows for eating later. 13-lined ground squirrels are, in turn, food for a wide range of other animals, including coyotes, foxes, weasels, dogs, cats, hawks, owls, and snakes. One way 13-liners avoid being eaten is by excavating short, shallow escape burrows throughout their territories, so they're never far from a hole to dive into. They also create deeper, longer burrows for nesting and hibernating. And 13-lined ground squirrels hibernate like champions. After fattening up in the fall, they retreat to a chamber that's below the frost line, plug the entrance with soil, and curl up for about 4 months. During hibernation, which begins in late October or early November and lasts until late March or April, their body temperature nearly matches the temperature of the burrow, dropping as low as 37 degrees Fahrenheit. By the time 13-liners awaken, they have lost up to half of their body mass. During the months 13-lined ground squirrels are active, you need not get up early to see them, nor do you need to brave inclement weather. They are most active on warm, sunny days, and they don't even bother coming out of their burrows in the rain. To learn more about 13-lined ground squirrels, let me refer you to the source for much of the information in today's commentary, The Field Manual of Illinois Mammals by Joyce E. Hoffman. It's published by and available through the Illinois Natural History Survey, which is a division of the Prairie Research Institute at the U of I in Champaign.
Rob Cantor is the senior writer with the Environmental Change Institute at the University of Illinois. To find out more about Environmental Almanac, to listen to it again, or to see photos, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu, and you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. Support for Environmental Almanac is provided by the University of Illinois Office of the Provost.